Joining us on the SDCCU fan hotline is Andrea the Boss Medina, Olympic boxer, San Diego native out of Chula Vista. Andrea, how are you doing today? Thanks for joining us.
I'm good, good. How are you guys?
We are well. First of all, family good, everybody safe, all the loved ones?
Yeah, everybody's safe and healthy.
Good, good, good. Well, we want to talk to you a little bit about your boxing career. I mean, how did you get involved in boxing?
When I was five, my parents wanted to put me in a karate class, but there was a boxing gym right next door, and that kind of caught my eye more than the karate, so my dad put me in there.
So you went into boxing as a five-year-old?
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. Did you ever imagine that you would get to the point where you could have your dreams, your boxing dreams, take you as far as they have taken you? I mean, you've gotten to the level of being an Olympian. That's something you probably didn't think about when you were 5 years old anyway.
Yeah, no. I kind of saw that vision once I turned 15 and 16. I was winning Junior Olympics back-to-back national tournaments, and that's when I was like, oh, I can really do something with this.
I might be good, is what you realized.
Yeah. Yeah.
You were hitting a lot of people, and they weren't hitting you.
Yeah.
Andrea, you were on your way to making this 2020 team, Olympic team, and you've been working your whole life for this. And, I mean, it's got to be somewhat disappointing, right, to under the circumstances we are all under now, for that to kind of be taken away with the Olympics being put on hold.
Yeah, I feel a little bit bummed, but at the same time, I have a lot more time to work on the little things that I need to work on boxing-wise. And my focus right now is just to stay ready and stay healthy.
What are some of the things that somebody as good as you still needs to work on when it comes to boxing? What kind of techniques, what kind of things are you talking about?
At this point, just the little things. More like using more angles, more feints, just the stuff that the coaches teach me out at the Olympic Training Center.
Now, Andrea the Boss Medina joins us here on the SDCCU Fan Hotline. Andrea, who are some of the boxers you enjoy watching, you love watching their style, and maybe try to take something from?
Of course, Floyd Mayweather, the whole point about boxing is to hit and not get hit,
right.
And he shows that.
It's a good way to go about it.
Yeah, so he shows that. And a lot of up-and-coming fighters, like some guy from TJ, his name's Jaime Munguia. I've been to a couple of his pro fights. I love his style, too. There's a lot of fighters, but, yeah, of course, Floyd Mayweather, so. Hit and not get hit. That's what my dad always taught me.
I heard that.
Your dad's smart, man. Andrea the Boss Medina. I want to know how you got the nickname The Boss. I like that.
You know what? My family always told me I was bossy since I was little. So I don't know. And then my uncle started calling me The Boss, and then that's just how it came to be ever since then.
Well, it comes off as a very positive-sounding nickname. I really like it. You're in charge in the ring. That's good.
Good nicknames. Right. Good nicknames stick. Now, Andrea, let's look past. I mean, sometimes, especially in today's world right now, it's nice to kind of get out of what's going on now and think into the future a little bit. Do you see yourself doing this professionally later on?
Yeah, of course. I'm just trying to get this Olympic stuff out of the way, and once it's over, I'm going to look into going pro. Yep.
You sound like the nicest young lady, Andrea. I must tell you.
I am. Boxing is just in the ring. I just have to be mean in the ring.
You just got to be mean in the ring. Right? She doesn't sound mean at all, right?
Not at all.
She sounds like she's terrific. What's the boxing scene like in San Diego for young ladies? Is there something you would tell a young lady that's interested in boxing, a little advice you might give them?
Honestly, just to keep focused and keep that goal in mind, your main goal. And as long as you work hard and stay focused, you could do anything.
Yeah, and you're proof of that.
Absolutely. Well, Andrew, good luck to you. I mean, once you get back going and you start training again, we'd love to come out and check one of these training sessions.
Tony
out.
Said he'd want to spar with you a little bit.
No, I didn't say it. I definitely didn't say that.
You didn't?
No.
I thought I must have misheard you.
No, I know my place. I am not a boxer. But we wish the best of luck to you. We certainly appreciate you coming on the show today. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you guys for having me.